We've got babies, deceptions, musical performances, and much more. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. I am so excited to be here, to be back. This is the Younger Season 6 After Show, Episode 1. Big day. I am so excited to talk about this season and be back with you guys. And I'm joined by my amazing co-host, Sahai.
Hi. And, excited to be back.
Yes. And Taylor.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. We're finally back. I feel like it was so long.
A long time.
I know. So many things happened in this episode. We had career changes, life changes. We've got, you know, new roles, new parents. What were you guys' thoughts on this episode?
I really liked it. I'm just so happy to see everybody back because we've been away for a while. I had to, like, remember names again. So if I stammer a little bit, I apologize in advance. But it was just so good to see the progression. Like, people, like, are grown now and everything's out in the open. So I'm excited to see where things go from here.
Me too.
I agree. And I think this premiere was just, like, they jumped right in. I feel like sometimes with season premieres, you have, like, a lot of build up, like, to set the stage for the rest of the season, which is fine, but we got some answers in this episode, or what we think are answers, and I feel like they're just jumping in head first, and I love that.
Yes, absolutely, and, you know, Liza's lies might be over, or so we thought they would be, but it seems like now some other people are maybe picking up the slack where she left off.
Yes. It's her lies, the lies that she's been telling for so long are now catching up with her, and, you know, people are now reacting to this, the truth. So that's interesting to see.
Yeah, and different lies than just her age. Like, we have the, you know, Charles romance obviously coming out, which is, like, a huge thing in this episode, and I think will be for the season, too. So really excited to see the shift in energy almost.
Yeah, that's a really great way of explaining it. And that's where I want to start, actually, is that relationship with Liza and Charles. What did you guys think about that opening scene? Was it too much for you? Or were you like, aw?
I was like, yes, let's get it popping. Like, it was so good to see them finally be able to be themselves. Like, him sleeping over at her apartment instead of her being at his luxury home. I like seeing him out of his comfort zone. And the fact that he decided to buy her the bed, I was like, is he trying to, you know, make her, bring her into his world again, even though he's now in hers. So, like, is he, like, uncomfortable in this new space? But they're working it out.
I hadn't even thought of that, but that's actually a really good point that you raised with, like, him maybe still having, like, a little bit too much control. Like, he wants all the control, but I thought they were really sweet in this episode, but I am worried because, like, that final scene of last season, we have to remember, like, there was just that discomfort there. And we were like, oh, no, they both look so nervous. So I am worried that that's going to just, you know, keep becoming clear and sort of permeate the relationship.
Yeah, and what's up with, doesn't Charles still have his, like, big mansion?
Yeah, and that's when she went by later on in the show,
she went over there and
saw our cutie over there. That's going to, Zane. But, I don't know. Charles, I think he's unemployed now.
I know. Yeah, what do you guys think about that? I mean, do you think he's going to, I mean, I think we see at the end of the episode that he's not, I mean, I don't know. We'll have some predictions on that at the end.
But, yeah.
You know, like, do you think he's going to settle into not working?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's so used to having the power, having the wealth, going to work every day. First of all, they're no longer going to work together. So that's an adjustment for him. And now he's not even going to a job at all. So that's hard. That's hard on anyone's ego, especially a guy's ego. So I think that's going to be hard for them to get through. And that may cause some issues within the relationship.
Yeah. And this is family company. Like, we can't forget that this has been in his family forever, and now he's I think a board member now or something, but he's not, like, involved in the day-to-day necessarily. And I think that he was sort of a workaholic when we saw him, you know, working there. So I think it's like that sort of honeymoon phase where you're like, oh, I have so much time to, like, do whatever I want, and I don't think it's gonna last. So I think he's gonna get really antsy really fast.
Well, yeah, I mean, not even the end of day one, and he's meeting with Zane.
Right.
What's that about?
And then, you know what's funny? It's like Kelsey took on all the stress that Charles used to have. So it's just because there's been this change in the regime doesn't mean that things are perfect at millennial now. Now it's just like the problems have transferred to someone else.
For sure.
Yeah, and poor Kelsey. I mean, we're going to talk about her in a second. Okay. I definitely want to dive into that a little bit deeper. But this is the first time we see Charles and Maggie meet, too. And Maggie's got, like, some... She's like, oh, you better not mess with my friend. I loved her line of, like, you know, sometimes people that are broken, you know, are helpful, but sometimes they drag each other down. Are you going to drag her down?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, damn.
She was looking out for her girl. But was it weird to you? Like, I was like, oh, wait a minute. They haven't met before. I thought they had.
I thought they had, too.
Like, I thought at least at a party, but maybe not officially, maybe unofficially. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. But, yeah, Maggie's hardcore. She's going to always look out for her girl. And I like the fact that she said that. But then, you know, she was persuaded by the beauty of that beautiful bed with the nice sheet. So she was like, there's some perks to this relationship that I may be open to.
I love how Liza's life keeps meshing, though, because they were so separate for the first couple seasons where, like, you know, Maggie was in, like, this one sphere, and then we had all, like, the empirical and millennial people, and so it's always fun to see them, you know, sort of meeting. I think we had Diana and Maggie meet last season, and I loved that.
Oh, yes.
Love the two of them blending, finally.
Yes. And on the Maggie note, I actually was listening to an interview earlier, and Maggie said that this was going to be the season of her, like, sexual kind of, like, excursion. So I guess we'll have to stay tuned for that for some upcoming episodes.
Love that for her.
But before we get into the next topic, I think Taylor has a special thing to tell us.
Yes, we just wanted to say thank you guys so much for making us be the ESPN of TV Talk. But for us to continue to grow and put out amazing content like this and have fun with all of you guys, we need your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Guys, seriously, hop in that comment section. Sahai is in there right now.
Yep.
We want to hear your thoughts on this crazy, crazy premiere. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep on enjoying our shows.
Yes, and hit us up in the live chat. We got 5 people in there now, so tell us your thoughts on the episode.
Don't be silent.
We definitely want to hear from you guys about, you know, anything you thought about the episode, anything you want us to chat about. You know, we'd love to hear from you guys. So we're going to jump into our next topic here. I want to talk about Kelsey because... Oh my God, like, boy, has her world changed. I think she thought when she got this promotion, it was like, oh, cool, I've already been doing it, so it's not going to be that different. And she learns very quickly that, like, oh my God, there's, like, real stuff that I have to do now. What are you guys' thoughts on, you know, her, I guess, just, like, whole new world, and is she going to be able to handle it?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I was hoping that it would be an easy transition for her, but when she was in that meeting and he was talking about the P&L and all these numbers, I'm not good with math, so I was like, girl, I don't know what he's talking about either. So I like the fact that she was like, okay, I may not understand it in the way you're telling me, but please translate it into terms that I can understand. And she was like, are we making money or not? And he was like, no. So the fact that she now has to deal with that is I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
I feel like we've always seen Kelsey struggle a little bit when she takes a new step, though. But I think that she's always overcome it with the help of, like, her support system and with Liza. And I just love that scene in this episode right before they walk in to the building and they're, like, giving her these, you know, pep talks and giving her her own advice that she gave to Liza at one point. I thought was really sweet. And so I think that she'll get there. I think it's going to be a bumpy road. But, I mean, she has some great people in her corner.
And especially now that Lauren is on board doing social media.
Oh, Lauren.
And
I love Lauren.
So do I. And I thought the fact that Kelsey was like asking Diana, hey, I brought her on board, but I'd love to get your thoughts on it after she's already hired her. And Diana was like, nope, you're the boss. And I was like, ooh, okay. We're going to see how long that her being working well with Kelsey is going to work.
Well, it only lasted a moment.
Exactly.
Because then page 6 happened.
Yeah.
And oh, damn. Yeah. I mean, we've seen Diana go off, like, not very often, but this was the first time we really see her be like, what? And I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I felt bad. Did you guys feel bad for her when Liza finally revealed, like, she was the one Charles was having the affair with?
Yeah, I think I saw the, like, pain, because we know she's always had a crush on Charles.
Yeah.
And I think you could see that in her, like, totally defeated, like, oh, it's you. And now I get it, and I have no chance. I hate you now.
And I also think, in a way, she's, like, a little disappointed, because I think that she has, in her own sort of roundabout way, taught Liza to be, like, very sort of independent and, like, work for what you want. Don't, like, take shortcuts by, you know, sleeping with the boss, which obviously is not, like, well, happened with Liza, but I think, like, from her perspective, that could have been, like, oh, you're trying to, like, cut corners and, you know, cheat, and it's not, like, real. So I think that that was sort of a factor in it, too.
Yeah, and do you guys think that, I mean, this might be a prediction, but, I mean, when do you think Liza and Diana are going to, like, when do you think Liza's going to tell Diana how old she really is?
I hope it's this season.
I hope so,
I've been
too.
Saying that since, like, season one, though.
I mean, you know, as you age, as someone who just had a birthday, I am no longer telling people my age. I've decided this is at the point at which I stop. And if anyone asks, my answer is I'm grown. And that's all you need to know.
I'm so, a grown up. That's all.
Exactly. So maybe she'll never say. But I guess because there is this talk already going on throughout the city, it's definitely going to come out. So Liza may not tell her, but she may find out in a roundabout way, just like she did today.
Yeah.
Well, we've had this theory, I think we've thrown around on this show, but I know I've thrown it around to other people, that, like, Diana's always known, and I think that would be such a fun twist. Be like, yeah, obviously. Like,
right.
You think I'm stupid?
I see right.
Like, if anyone would do it would be Diana.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, and then Diana wants to leave now because she's so ticked off. So, I mean, Kelsey's just getting, like, so many wrenches thrown at her, you know. It's like, oof, she's in a hard spot. What did you guys think about Diana wanting to leave? Do you think she'll go through with it?
I mean, she was quick to leave. She was like, forget you all. Like, you didn't tell me. I'm not going to be uncomfortable. I respect the fact that she was putting herself out there, because leaving the comfort of a job that she loves and people that she knows is hard. And she would put herself in the position Liza was putting herself in, an older woman, you know, looking for work in a changing media environment. So the tables would turn a little bit. So to see her possibly be willing to do that on purpose when she already had a good job, I was like, much respect to you.
I feel like she won't end up going through with it, though. I feel like she's going to realize that, like, she is very valued at the company, and also that they do need her there. Like, they were saying that she's the best marketing, you know, mm-hmm. head of marketing they've ever worked with. And I think that once she feels more secure in the job and feels more valued, she's going to be like, okay, now I actually want to work with them as a team and, like, bestow some of my knowledge I have and, like, maybe learn something from them too.
Right.
Yeah, the scene where they're all singing together is amazing.
So
and
good.
If you guys are in the chat, I'd love to hear what you guys thought about that. It was like those three should have their own Broadway performance, I think, together.
That would
you
be
know?
Amazing.
They're all singers.
We could sing backup for them, right?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. We're in. And I think, I mean, I don't know. I think that she's probably going to change her mind after that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they kind of made up the next day. Like, she's like, oh, it's a habit. I'm just getting you coffee. So I don't know, I thought that was sweet.
Very sweet. And I love the fact that they sang 9 to 5, and it kind of, because aren't they doing like a 9 to 5 musical now, like mm-hmm. or another revival of 9 to 5? Mm-hmm. So I think it's like very cool that they used that song, and it meant different things for each of the characters when they sang the song. So I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, it was so on theme, which mm-hmm. I was like, oh, fun Dolly Parton. But then the lyrics, I was like, oh, they're like telling a story through yeah. this. I love that this isn't just like a throwaway fun scene. It's like, I don't know, that's good writing, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's amazing. Cool. Yeah, these writers are incredible. I just, like, I mean, I think all of us, we just, like, eat it up every time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's jump into the next topic. I want to talk about Josh and Claire.
Ugh.
I mean,
yeah, let us tell you how we really feel about Claire.
Claire.
She's murky.
I mean, at first I was like, oh no. I was like, okay. I was, like, just hoping that the paternity test was going to be
me
negative,
too.
You know? And then he has this, like, sad face. Ooh, it's true, I'm the dad.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good reenactment.
Thank you.
I know. I didn't want the baby to be his either. You know, you guys know how I feel about Josh. I have very strong feelings for him. And now that he's going to be a father and Claire's going to be part of his life, I just don't like this. I just feel like she just went about it in a shady way. I was like, is she just trying to come over to get, you know, U.S. citizenship for the baby? Like, I was like, what's the catch here? I still feel like there's a catch. I think this is not going to be smooth sailing.
Have I seen the paternity test? I have not seen it, true. So I do not trust it yet.
Well, agreed. And what a quick paternity test. I was like, I thought those things took weeks.
Well, you know got how fast. Well, you know, on Maury, they come out pretty quickly, so if they can do it.
That's valid.
That is true.
I don't know. I'll save it for predictions, but I'm not convinced.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm. Yeah, and then it's just, like, her whole, like, coming to the U.S. and, like, the getting the job and, like, why didn't she tell him sooner? Why didn't she even say she was in the U.S.? It's just, like, all a little shady. Like, I wonder, like, what was her play with that?
I think it's just control. I think, you know, she knows how he felt about Liza or feels.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just her trying to, it's a power move. You know, trapping a man with a baby is the oldest trick in the book.
So. That was such wisdom.
I myself have never tried that. I actually avoid that, but many people have.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I don't know what Claire's game is, but I definitely think she's got a game going on. And then, you know, at the end there, it's like so cute. We always have these amazing Josh and Liza moments that I just love because I still want them to be together. Yeah. And, you know, Josh is like, you know, oh, it's so funny. You know, it's just like, yeah, the timing sucks. It's like our lives, we could have been here and now we're in these like different areas doing what we wanted to do, but not with us together. It's like so sad.
What do you guys think Josh was thinking in that moment? Like, is he like, I love you and I can't have you still, and now I'm forced to move on? Or do you still think he's holding out for a possibility of them getting together? Or do you think he's really like washed his hands of them?
He has not washed his hands, I don't think. I don't know if it's one of the first two, okay. But it's definitely not that he's washed his hands. I think he is still pining a little bit, and he just is sad about the timing. Yeah. I think he always will be.
And I think it's going to make it even worse when Claire does have this baby, and then, you know, him and Liza are going to be there, you know, fawning over this baby together, and he's going to be like, oh, look, this could have been our baby, and look how amazing it is. And it's going to be, like, even sadder.
Yeah. And the part when he asked Liza for her help, he's like, I'm really going to need your help. I thought that was really interesting because technically that's his ex-girlfriend. And I was like, wow, that's a really mature view on things. Like, you as my ex-girlfriend, I still need you in my life to help me with my baby, with my baby mama. That's a lot.
They have kind of mentioned that before, though. I feel like oh, I'll be like the aunt to your children and stuff, because I feel like they have at least tried to forge like a like non-romantic bond in the past like season or so, but I don't know if that can work.
I don't know if it can work either, but I love that they try. You know, it's got to be awkward for their significant others, for sure.
Well, yeah, there's that.
There is that. There was a couple more things that I wanted to talk about. One being, you know, Diana is obviously at the musical karaoke bar, and she's like, this is my sanctuary, you know, stay out of it. So I just wanted to ask you guys, do you have a weird sanctuary that you use when you need to like be alone and be away from people?
That's a great question. The shower. Like, just the shower, so therapeutic.
Yeah, my whole little apartment is my sanctuary. Like, I like being there when it's quiet in the morning, especially, or if it's late at night with some coconut ice cream sandwiches.
Nice. Sounds delicious.
Oh yeah, they're like by So Dream or something like that. They're amazing.
That sounds really good. I would say that mine is like either in my car or like on a hiking trail or something.
Nice.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
I'd say a movie theater, too. Like, when I'm sad, I'll go to the movies by myself. And I'll just, like, take your mind off of it. You know, because you're in a different setting than, like, work or, you know, I was going to say the school. I'm not in school anymore. Work or my house. So it's, like, just dark and focus on something else.
Oh, I have one more. The beach.
Yeah. Yes.
I love.
And like, it's beach weather.
Yes. I love sitting by the ocean with, you know, I love taking a nap by the beach and just, like, I love the beach.
I love that, too. If you guys have a weird sanctuary, we want to hear about it in the chat, too, so let us know. Did you guys also notice that the commercials in the show were, like, almost all with the actors?
I love it. I was like, I could watch these all day. These skincare sunscreen things. Keep it going.
Like a laundry detergent one with Peter Herman. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes. They're, like, getting them for, like, every dollar.
We love the side hustles.
Love the side hustles. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And I guess lastly, like, Zane, you know, we see him for a little bit in this episode, and he's with Kelsey, and they're, like, talking about, you know, she's like trying to get in his pants again, and he's like, simmer down.
I know.
Do you guys think they're gonna hook up again in this season?
I think so, but it was interesting that he kind of turned her down. Like, he kind of shot her down when usually he's all game for it, or usually he's the one like pressuring her. Like, she was blatant. She was like, I want to order the drink called Room for Two. This is what I want to do. And he was like, no, I'm focused. So last season we knew he left, but we didn't know where he went. Mm-hmm. And I thought he landed another job, but now it's he too is unemployed. Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah, I guess he's unemployed, or maybe he's going to be working for Charles. I don't know.
Right.
He's always so like secretive and playing some different game. He's so unpredictable to me. I never understand what's going on in his head or what movie he's gonna make. Like, he's such an interesting character though, because he's so mysterious. Yeah. But yeah, I think he and Kelsey are definitely gonna hook up again.
Yeah, I think so too. And now that, you know, Liza's not being secretive, we need someone else to be secretive.
True.
There you go. Like, there's gonna be a lot of secretive things going on as we continue in the episodes. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to get into our special segment. So,
yes. Youngrisms are back. We did this last season, too, because there's so many fun bits of dialogue, usually from Diana or Lauren, because Lauren throws some zingers out there, too. Mm-hmm. But we're just going to go around and say our favorite line from this episode. Yes. Alice, do you want to go first?
Oh, sure. And hopefully I'm not taking either of yours.
I wrote down four. That's why I was going last. I was like, I have backups.
Okay, good. Yeah, my youngrism is from Lauren, and she said, you're a role model for every girl with an English degree who wants to believe that she didn't throw away her 4 years of college.
I wrote that one down, too.
Lauren is great. I love Lauren.
And I just love that she keeps reinventing herself, you know?
I love the fact that she was shooting whatever she was shooting by herself, like, with an iPhone, like, guerrilla style. Like, I just love when people are just knocking it out. I didn't know what they were using it for. I knew it was for social media, but I thought at first it was, like, a full-length documentary all about Kelsey.
She'd probably make one. Honestly, right. Would not be surprised.
Oh, my God. She'll probably have, like, a screening for it.
Right. Release it as a web-exclusive.
That would be amazing. TV Land, please. Yes, that would be great. We should see that footage. I love that. Also, I was thinking, what the youngerism for me was by Diana, and it was, what's there to explain? It's a story as old as time, the assistant sleeping with the boss. So when she said that, she was like, this is nothing new. I expected this to happen before. So poor thing.
Mm-hmm. Kind of latching on to yours, it was also from Diana in that same realm, and she said, you bottomed your way to the top, which I thought was so good.
So that one's crazy. Are you guys surprised that Diana's still with Enzo? Or, like,
they were sweet last season.
Yeah.
I like them together.
Me too.
I mean, we didn't get to see them actually together in this episode. But no, I want to see more of them. I really like Enzo.
Yeah, when he opened the door, I was like, she kept you around. That's good.
He's better than the guy that was like, had the kid move in with them. Do you remember that?
Oh my God. That guy was terrible.
Thank God. Someone else.
Oh, that guy was terrible. And I guess I just want to do one more youngerism because it was Diana that said, it's just a matter of time before the digital natives chop off my head.
Yes,
oh my
God, I love that one too. And that shows you, like, she's afraid of, like, moving forward in this new space and putting herself out there. Even though she's a seasoned veteran, like, sometimes that works to your disadvantage, so.
Yeah, we saw a lot of instances or a lot of talk in this episode, too, about just, like, I guess, like, millennialism, you know, and how all the kind of older characters are really having a hard time grasping, you know, the kind of, like, changes in technology and social media and, like, you know, hey, you are getting older. You're not going to be able to get a job anymore. You may not be able to do this or that. You know, Charles talked to his lawyer, and his lawyer was like, hey, dude, you're old. If you're not doing something, you're going to be, like, having a hard time.
Right.
So,
yeah, they've expanded that commentary so much from, like, the earlier seasons where I feel like, I mean, those themes were present, but it was primarily told in, like, Liza's story. So I think it's really interesting to see, like, Diana come into play now and Charles come into play when Kelsey's, like, rising to more power. It's cool. They're just, like, kind of expanding on that message that they, you know, started planting the seed with Liza.
Yeah, I really love how it's always so current and they always talk about such, like, current issues and stuff like that as well. It's really great. Well, let's get into another special segment today, guys. We're going to talk about our top three, and this is going to be our top three May to December relationships.
Yes.
Outside of Younger, but inspired by Younger.
Yes. So my favorite May-December relationship is Holland Taylor and Sarah Paulson. Holland Taylor is 76 and Sarah Paulson is 44. So
they're so cute.
You may know Sarah from American Horror Story and Holland from, you said, Legally Blonde?
Yeah. So she's been in a lot of stuff, but she was like the professor in Legally Blonde.
Yeah, so two actresses at the top of their game and in love.
Love it.
Yeah, those two are really cute. I like them, too.
Mm-hmm.
I went fictional with mine. I'm going to give the classic lesbian answer and say Carol. Carol and Therese from the movie Carol, the book The Price of Salt. Oh, that movie's so good, guys.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm going to do Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet. She's 51 and he's 39, I think.
Ooh, loving it. Ooh, yes.
But she was before married to Lenny Kravitz, so she's had a lot of really nice looking,
honestly, good taste.
Very good taste.
Yeah, it's great
Very
taste.
Good taste.
And they made some beautiful children.
Yes,
as well.
Zoe, Big Little Lies, guys.
Goodness.
That's another show, though.
Yeah, we can get off on a tangent
here.
Yes. We'll try to stay on topic. Let's talk about news. I know there's some news going on.
Yes.
What do we got?
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, you know, we haven't seen our cast from Younger in a while, and so I went down their IG and just wanted to catch up with what they've been up to. We have Sutton, who we see her in this beautiful photo. She says, thank you Cafe Carlisle for a fabulous first show, and thank you to Michael Kors for a fabulous new dress. Hashtag cabaret, Broadway, new hair and haircut. Her hair does look cute, shorter.
Yeah, does look
she
good.
Looks beautiful right
and
there.
These highlights, she looks amazing all the time. Next photo, we have our girl, hold on, two of the cast members and the costume designer. The costume designer's name is Jackie Demeterio, and we see Debbie Mazar and
Miriam Shore.
Miriam Shore in this photo with her. The costume designer was honored at an event, and so the cast was there to support her. And what Aww. I loved about this is that, you know, we're always commenting on their outfits yes. and their earrings, and so it's nice to see her being honored for that.
Yeah, and the fashion in this show is so great, and it's something that we always talk about. I would love to get my hands on some of the clothes.
Speaking of getting our hands on things, our next photo
transition
is of my boyfriend Nico Tortorella. Yes, and he says, "I woke up like this in L.A. All of it's for you. Space between." So it's basically a nude photo of Nico's behind, his beautiful tatted body and his messy hair, and I love everything about it.
Yes, and if you guys aren't following him on Instagram, I don't know that you're a big enough fan. So make sure you do.
And next photo, we saw our character Charles with his wife Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order SVU. She says, laughter is the key to joy. Thank you at People for spreading the love. So joyfully celebrating 18 years with my heart, my love, Peter Herman.
Guys, I'm the biggest Mariska Hargitay fan this world has seen. And I'm just going to plug the Law & Order SVU after show right now. We just finished discussing season 20. So I'm talking about husband and wife on AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, look at that. See, we're all connected here. Our next photo is of our fave Hillary Duff with her Aww. New baby and her partner. Is he her husband, boyfriend? I'm not sure.
Just dating.
Okay. So Matthew Coma with her. But Hillary, and seeing her fresh face with the new baby, it says dreamy morning strolls. And I thought Aww. It was so cute.
And she always shares the cutest pictures on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes. And then we have the flawless Debbie Mazar with her husband, looking amazing in this vintage look. She says, today my husband at the Tuscan Gun was knighted by the Italian government. I am so proud. He is now a cavaliere. I think that's how you would say it in Italian. But, like, look at this couple. Like, how chic is she?
She's literally, like, probably the coolest person that I know of.
I can't with her.
And she's had, like, I mean, she's been a star for so many
years.
Yes,
she's an OG, definitely. And I love the fact that she's still going.
Yes, and she shares so many TBT, like, photos on her social media. And they're amazing with, like, incredible, like, old actors.
Madonna,
and,
huge one. That
yes.
With.
Frank Sinatra. I mean, it's just, like, insane.
Amazing. Then we have our girl Molly Bernard. She says, thank you at 92nd Street Y, all things at Younger, and at Entertainment Weekly, all things Stonewall, for having us tonight. What a treat. So she's at an event with our other girl. What's her name
again? Miriam Shore.
Miriam Shore. I keep forgetting. Sorry, guys. I'm a little rusty with Miriam Shore. But you got to zoom, like, when you get a chance, you got to zoom in and see Miriam's lipstick, which is of a rainbow, which I love.
So, Pride Month.
Yeah. So
love
Yeah. Celebrating the LGBTQIA community. And then our boy, Zane, I took this photo of him working out. I mean, just because. And it says, congrats on season 6 at Younger. Our boy Charles David is in here with his trainer. So now we see how he gets that hot body so he can always fit in those tight suits. So
fantastic.
That's what all the crew's been up to since we've been gone.
I love it.
Thank you. I do too. What a great... some great Instagram and social media shares there. I love how they all are like activists and like they're all, I mean, they're all such amazing people in real life too. It just like warms my heart.
Yeah. This seems like one of the most down to earth casts like you'd ever meet.
I agree. And it seems like they hang out a lot together. There are a lot of photos of them off camera. Molly had a lot of photos of Hillary's son. So it's, yeah, on her page. So it was like very sweet. I was like, oh, they're family on the show and off the show. So I really like them.
Yeah, I love that too. Well, let's talk predictions. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
This is the correct music for this. It truly is.
So Sahai, I'll start with you.
Okay, so one of my predictions, we saw like at the end of the episode, they had some snippets of what's coming up, and they said Enzo says to Diana, like, you're in love with someone else, and I was like, who could that be? And I immediately went to Lauren.
I love it. Let's explore that.
Can you imagine a Diana Lauren friendship? Like they've already been friends, so what if this turned into something romantic? But then you were saying you thought it was somebody else.
I wonder if it's still Charles. That's like the obvious answer, but I don't know. Younger doesn't go obvious very much.
Well, and last season, we did talk about the fact that Lauren and Diana, we were like, ooh, is there going to be a thing there?
That's what I'm saying.
Because Lauren was all, oh, Diana, do you want to grab a drink later?
Exactly. Like, I could see it. Like, you know, I mean, Lauren and Debbie.
Diana.
Maggie.
Lauren and Maggie.
We're having a hard time here.
I know. Lauren and Maggie have already happened, and I know you were saying you were hoping that happened again.
I like them.
But I think that's already, that may be, you know, old news. I think, you know, Lauren and Diana may be a new thing. I see it happening. And then on just another prediction, I mean, maybe, I feel like Josh is going to try to make a move on Liza, like, one more time, especially him needing this her support with this whole baby situation. And wait a minute, what happened to Liza's daughter? Where is she? What's
Who
she doing?
Who knows? She kind of just comes and goes as she pleases.
Is she still in India? Like, where is she?
She's red-facing in back. Korea.
Yes! Red-facing. Guys, I just got flashbacks. I forgot that happened. That.
Never forget.
Baguettes.
Never
forget. Baguettes next week, guys. Send us your baguettes to the studio.
Yeah. Wow, I just had so many flashbacks.
That was great.
Okay, my predictions?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of alluded to earlier, I don't know that this is Josh's baby. I think that he's going to find out, like, last second that it's not. I think Claire's up to some sketchy stuff. Or, on the flip side, I think that Claire's going to have the baby and then die? And then leave him to care for it by himself. I know that's really dark and really morbid.
But it actually kind of would make sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Him and Liza could raise the baby
that's
together.
That's what I'm saying. So that's dark, but like, hey, we've had deaths on the show before, and yes, like you were saying, it would force him to like be by himself and run to Liza for help. I don't know, that was just my thought. And then I also think, in a somewhat smaller prediction, I think that Lauren is going to get the axe at the company, because Quinn was saying you need to make some cuts, and I think that I think that since Lauren's like the newest one there and might be deemed like not essential, I think that Kelsey's going to have to fire her, and it's going to lead to some super awkward moments.
Yeah, I agree with you there. There's definitely going to have to be some people that are fired, I would think, you know. Ooh.
Do you think Kelsey's going to do the firing, or this investor lady's going to do the firing? Because she's like a very integral part of the company now, being that the money is coming from her. But then I don't know what role she's going to play. I definitely feel like there's going to be problems, because she comes in as like I'm here for, you know, girl power, and this company's now run by all women, but she seems a little shady herself.
Well, yeah, and they originally met with her because she wanted to sell them her book.
Right.
And then, obviously, if you guys watch the previews, it's like, oh, we're not so sure if that book is good.
Right. But her hair did look amazing in this episode.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Gorgeous, right? Yeah. She looked really good.
Yeah, is so. It going to be lady. Better than the dog book, though?
That dog book. That was great.
Yeah. That's some quality literature.
Quality writing right there. Well, it did well, right?
Yes. It did do very well.
People love to hear about pets and what they think. I have a book on that.
Yes.
It's like the inner mind of your dog. That's exactly what I need to be reading about.
Empirical Press. 2019.
I love yes. it.
And I guess my predictions, I mean, I kind of think that Zane and Charles are maybe like going to open their own publishing house.
I agree. Yep. When I saw the meeting, I thought that was going to happen.
Like, dun, dun, dun. Sketchy. And yeah, Kelsey, I don't know. I mean, I think it was interesting that Zane was like, just have the tea. And she was like, I'll have a tequila. I think she's definitely going to get herself into some more trouble. I mean, it wouldn't be Kelsey if she didn't do that.
Yeah. So you think the stress of the job is going to like get to her?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I don't know what she's going to do to screw it up, but I think she's going to have a hard time.
Damn. At some point. Kelsey, I just want her to win. I just want her to win.
And well, she has won, but now she has to handle the winning.
True.
And one more question. Do you guys think because Maggie, with her kind of like mean spirit, like don't screw this up, do you think that's a foreshadowing of a problem in Liza and Charles' relationships? Because I was like, ooh, something bad's going to happen down the line.
I think so. You know, we've wanted this for so long, and now it's happened, and it's not going to be smooth sailing for them. And I think Maggie is mature. She's grown. She knows that, you know, things can happen. Just because you can be in a fantasy land and want something doesn't mean it's necessarily going to pan out the way you hope it would. So I think she's just being realistic, and I appreciate that about her.
And she's wise, and she's intuitive, and I think that she can kind of sense when things are not always as they seem, and yeah. Maybe even before Liza sort of knows it herself, I think she can just kind of pick up on these sort of things.
Do yeah. you think Liza is still in like the honeymoon phase of the relationship and like hazy and like
a little
not,
bit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's like she just acts like such a kid with the like, oh, I came to visit you at work.
You know? But it's so cute.
I was like, how long is this lunch break you have? Like, where have you got time to go over there and do things?
It's like, oh, you're playing your 26-year-old self right now? Right.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what'd you guys think about them saying I love you to each other?
Like, I mean,
that was okay. cute. I love the line where he's like, I've been in love with you for 16 years. I like, know, it was so really sweet.
I thought it was cute, too. I thought it was cute.
Well, I want to know what all of you guys have to say in the chat. Please send us your comments. Make sure you hit that like button. And don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, also leave us a comment. And also, like, contact us on social media. We're all on Twitter and Instagram. And we'd love to continue the chat with you after our show here. So, ladies, where can they find you guys?
You can find me at Say Hi Sahai on Instagram or Twitter.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Alice L. Ford and on Instagram at Alice's Adventures on Earth. I just want to thank you guys so much for joining us for this first season of first episode of season 6. And we can't wait to see you guys next week on the Younger After Show.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.